weeks before her wedding day 3 years ago, Alisha Kuvshinkov decided to sign on to her MySpace account, which she hadn't visited in more than 2 years. Opening her inbox, she saw an email from a man from social services, writing to tell her that her birth sister was looking for her. Adopted at 2.5, but knowing little about her birth family, Kuvshinkov was skeptical.
Of course, I am thinking, this is a joke. Why would someone contact me through MySpace? Like, no one's been on MySpace for years at this point.
But Kuvshinkov decided to take a leap of faith.
I ended up getting in contact with her social worker, and they explained her situation to me. And it turns out that she literally lived, from where I live now, 2 minutes away.
With the increase in internet search tools, Kuvshinkov's story of finding her birth family is becoming increasingly common. It's a trend that is turning an adopted child search for his or her birth family from a slow and often painstaking process to one that can be accomplished in just a few hours on a computer. Social workers are wary of this new way of searching, though, as Paula Wisniewski, a social worker at Wide Horizons for Children, explains.
Now with social media, we're not even involved. People are finding each other willy-nilly. And, you know, a lot of times they're calling us after the fact, trying to clean up a mess.
Marla Allison, founder and director of the Massachusetts-based Full Circle Adoptions Agency, sees the consequences arising from this new way of searching.
The internet is like a car. It can take us places we might not otherwise have been able to go. But if we're not ready for it, or we don't know how to steer, it can get us into trouble.
Penny Harrison, director of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, has seen cases in which an adoptee has prematurely reached out to his or her birth parent, only to find that the parent now has a family but didn't tell anyone about the child given up for adoption.
Birth family calls us as the agency in crisis. We have to act as the intermediary to sort of then do damage control.
Psychotherapist Ann Coleman finds that whether or not the outcome is positive, just having this ease of searching is powerful.
There is such a powerful need to find those pieces of themselves. And if it means sitting at a computer to tap into that, I think it speaks volumes about, you know, that void that can't be filled in any other way.
For Kuvshinkov, social media did facilitate that search. After contacting her sister, she found an aunt and later a brother. While the family doesn't sit down for weekly Sunday dinners, their story is a happy one, made possible by social media. Izzy Hughes, Emory News Now.